Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and we'll also pay tribute to St. Francis of Assisi, whose feast day is Wednesday, October 4th. St. Francis, who was born Giovanni di Pietro de Bernardone in 1181, died in 1226 at the age of 45. As a mystic Italian Catholic friar, he founded the Franciscan Order and became one of the most venerated figures in Christianity. Francis is associated with the patronage of animals and the environment. It became customary for churches to hold ceremonies blessing animals on his feast day. Francis is also known for his devotion to the Eucharist. Along with Catherine of Siena, he was designated patron saint of Italy. Now, if you've listened to this program before, you already know that in these broadcasts we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. Five of them are on texts particular to a day of the church calendar, and five others called the Ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 16th century Italian master Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first five of these are called the Proper, because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today, we'll hear four of these: the Introit, or entrance of the celebrant; the Gradual, sung after the first scripture reading; the Offertory, sung while gifts are being prepared for communion; and the Communion, sung as the gifts are distributed to the congregation. I found beautiful motet settings for two of these. The two others will be sung in traditional Gregorian chant. And we'll also enjoy all five parts of the Mass Ordinary: the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Palestrina's Missa Aeterna Christi Munera, Mass of the Eternal Gifts of Christ the King. So let's get started with our introit, In Nomine Domini, from the letter to the Philippians and Psalm 101. At the name of the Lord, let every knee bend. This is sung for us in traditional Gregorian chant by our frequent collaborator, Marek Klein from Slovakia.
In nomine Domini, omne genuo
orationem meam,
That was today's introit in Nomine Domini. Now, before we move on to the ordinary of our Mass, here's a motet by the Swiss Renaissance composer Ludwig Senfl, S-E-N-F-L. It's called De Profundis Clamavi, Out of the Depths Have I Called to You. The performers are the Coro della Svizzeria Italiana.
Thank you.
That was Ludwig Zenfel's motet De Profundis Clamavi. And now we move on to the beginning of our Mass Ordinary by Palestrina, the Kyrie, or Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. The performers are the Oxford Camerata. We've heard the Kyrie of Palestrina's Missa Aeterna Christi Munera, sung by an ensemble from Great Britain. Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina represents the crowning glory of the High Renaissance. He wrote more than 100 masses and numerous motets and other sacred music. He remains the most venerated and imitated composer of his era. Now we come to Palestrina's Gloria, or Greater Doxology, of the same mass. This again is performed by the Oxford Camerata.
Oh,
That was the Gloria of our Palestrina Mass for today. And this brings us to the second part of our proper, the gradual. Today's text is Christus Factus Est from the letter to the Philippians. Christ became obedient to us unto death. This will be sung for us as a motet by the 19th century Austrian composer Anton Bruckner, who composed a number of beautiful gradual motets. The singers are the choir of New College, Oxford.
Thank you.
That was our gradual for today. Christ became obedient to us unto death. Before we proceed to the very center of the Mass, the Nicene Creed, or Credo, here's another motet by today's featured composer, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. It's called Beati Omnes, Blessed Are All, and it's sung by the Ensemble Officium, a group from Portugal. Was the motet Beati Omnes by Palestrina. And now we hear Palestrina's credo setting from his Missa Aeterna Christi Munera, which dates from the 16th century. The singers again are the Oxford Camerata.
Thank you.
We've heard the Credo from Palestrina's Missa Aeterna Christi Munera. Next up today, in order of the Mass, comes the offertory proper. Today's text is Super Flumina Babylonis from Psalm 136. By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept. And we're in luck, because a very able Renaissance composer, Luca Marenzio, who lived in the late 16th century, composed this as a motet. We'll hear his version sung by the Studio de Musique Ancienne de Montréal.
Yeah.
That was Luca Marenzio's beautiful setting of the offertory text for today, By the Waters of Babylon. Now we've reached the Sanctus of the Mass Ordinary, the Holy, Holy, Holy. And here are the members of the Oxford Camerata with Palestrina's setting from his Missa Aeterna Christi Munera.
Thank you.
We've heard the Sanctus from Palestrina's Mass Ordinary for today. Now we'll finish our Mass Ordinary with Palestrina's Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God, again sung by the Oxford Camerata.
Thank you.
was the Agnus Dei of Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina's Missa Aeterna Christi Munera. And this brings us to our very last official music for today's Mass, the communion proper, Memento Verbi Tui, Be Mindful of Your Word to Your Servant, O Lord. We hear this in Gregorian chant, sung by the Schola Gregoriana Pragensis from the Czech Republic. We've been listening to our communion proper for this 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And fortunately for us, we have time for a final motet, the beautiful Ego Flos Campi, I Am the Rose of Sharon, by Jacobus Clemens Non Papa, a 16th century Netherlandish composer who lived most of his life in Flanders. He was a prolific composer in many of the styles current in his day, and he was especially famous for his polyphonic settings of the Psalms in Dutch. Our performers of Clemens's motet are the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
That was the motet Ego Flos Campi by Jacobus Clemens Non Papa, and with it, we must end today's program. I hope you've enjoyed Palestrina's Mass Ordinary for the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time and the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi. And I hope you'll return next weekend as we celebrate the 27th Sunday in Ordinary Time with a wonderful Mass by Clemens Non Papa. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a carefree weekend and reminding you to be kind to an animal today and every day.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.